You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Anthony Kastrovitz, and this is our latest look at the Minnesota Twins. I'm joined by Rhett Bollinger, and Rhett is on the road as part of the Twins caravan headed for Sioux Falls, South Dakota, as we record this. How's the road treating you, Rhett?
It's going great, actually. Having a lot of fun here. I'm on the road with Paul Molitor and Dick Bramer and a couple of relievers as well, Brandon Kinsler and Ryan Pressly. Last night we were in Mankato, had a great crowd of several hundred fans there as well. Headed over to Augustana College today for our big night event. Already made a couple stops as well today and a couple day stops yesterday as well. Been getting good crowds, and a lot of Twins fans are definitely pretty excited, even despite obviously last year being a tough year. I think the fans are just happy to, you know, be able to meet, you know, these players and Molitor and everybody in person. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, always good to travel with Molitor, I'm sure. Is he still? I saw his performance last week at the Billy Joel press conference. Is he still spouting off Billy Joel songs?
I think he's quieted that down a little bit, but that was pretty funny having him name up all those songs there. I didn't even realize because I kind of recorded it. Sorry, and kind of transcribed it. I kind of figured out how many songs he actually had mentioned as part of that. It was pretty impressive. But no, having a great time with him, but no Billy Joel so far on this trip.
All right, no Billy Joel and no Jose Bautista. We had talked last week, just kind of a speculative sense. Obviously, mm-hmm. the Twins had checked in on Bautista like a lot of teams had, but he's going back to Toronto. But I think it just kind of spoke to the overall value of having that protected draft pick, Rhett, where, you know, sometimes guys' markets crater and you're in an opportunity to pounce. I don't think that'll happen with Mark Trumbo. Obviously, it didn't happen with Jose Bautista. But is there any merit to the Twins continuing to go out and look at this market for right-handed bats in general? Because there's still a lot of guys out there.
There's still a chance. I've really kind of tried to check in on that a little bit more, try to find out more. I do think someone like a Mike Napoli type could make some sense. Obviously, he's been linked more to the Rangers recently. As well, I think if anything, I'm kind of having talked to more people. I think they're still a bit more interested in obviously acquiring pitching. Specifically, even now, I'm kind of hearing more interested in maybe even getting a relief pitcher. I don't think they're obviously in the market for a closer or anything. They have Glenn Perkins, you know, coming off injury, and Kinsler obviously did a good job as a closer last year, but might be looking for an arm in that sense. And obviously, there's still a chance that there could be a Brian Dozier trade. I know we've talked about that a million times, and that's kind of been the topic of conversation among a lot of the fans here on Caravan. It's still a phone call away that could still happen. At this point, it seems more and more likely that, you know, it won't happen. And even Molitor said he's kind of assuming at this point that it'll be part of the team. So certainly things could happen in spring training. We have a couple weeks left here, obviously, before we head down to Fort Myers. I think, though, at this point, though, to answer your question, I do think that pitching is kind of more the priority than a right-handed bat right now.
Yeah, I'd have to imagine the Dozier questions are probably the lead item at each of these stops. Is Dozier himself participating in the caravan?
He's actually not this year for the first time in a long time, actually. So he's not participating, but he'll be there at the Diamond Awards on Thursday, or actually next Thursday. It's the big, you know, Baseball Writers Award show, and Dozier won several awards, including the team MVP and I think team's most improved player and all that. So he'll be in the Twin Cities next weekend for that and for Twins Fest, but he's not on the road for Caravan. But like I said, he's definitely a lot of questions, though. All the fans definitely don't want him to go.
Yeah, definitely. And I had heard some rumblings that there's not a hard deadline, but maybe a kind of a soft deadline associated with that appearance. Just, you know, the awkwardness of trading a guy while he's coming to town to accept an award would be kind of strange, but it just seems like in general, you know, obviously things can change at any moment. We know how this business operates. It could happen in spring training, but it seems like there is a general sense now in the organization of having, you know, wanting to have some peace of mind, even for Dozier's sake, kind of as we near spring training here, to, you know, kind of have a good idea of where he's going to be.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, kind of talked about it a little bit before, but there's kind of that talk of, you know, a hard deadline, maybe even of last weekend kind of being the deadline for a trade. But publicly, I think the Twins have kind of gone back on that, saying it's more of a soft deadline. They're kind of, obviously, they don't want to drag this on the entire offseason. But at the same time, if the Dodgers were to call them, you know, this week or next week and make a really, you know, great offer they couldn't turn down, they're not going to say no. But I do think it was more of a soft deadline where they don't want to drag this on too long. You know, at this point, you know, I mean, we've heard this Jose De Leon being the name, the top name, and then obviously other pieces. If it hasn't happened yet, it just seems surprising that the Dodgers all of a sudden are going to change their mind and throw in a bunch of other pieces that the Twins want. Obviously, it could happen, but the fact that it hasn't happened all season at this point obviously shows it's a little bit more unlikely than expected early on, maybe. I thought maybe early in the offseason it could happen. At this point now, I'm definitely leaning more towards not as likely to happen.
Well, all the trade talk can't be stressing them out too much. I saw where Dozier even contributed to your latest inbox on the Twins website.
He did. He asked about the Bachelor. Unfortunately, I don't watch the show. I should have maybe texted some friends or something like that, but my friends maybe that watch it and see any girls I know that watch it, but unfortunately, I don't watch it. But it was pretty funny. He really hasn't taken it in stride. I try to check in on him here and there, and it's fun with the winter meetings. And he said he's actually having fun with it, that kind of stuff. So he's taking it in stride. I think deep down, he'd obviously love to stay with the Twins and all that, but he knows it's a business, and that, and more than anything, he knows that he's wanted now. He's kind of become an established player, coming off such a great year. He knows that a trade would be big major league news. I think he's accepted that, and I think more than anything, he likes to be back. But we'll kind of see what happens here in the next few weeks.
All right. Well, there hasn't been much happening on the actual transaction front since we last spoke. Right, the Twins did come to terms with Chris Giménez on a minor league deal, maybe potential backup there to Jason Castro. But it seems like the connection to the Indians organization and the Rangers organization, with Derek Falvey and Thad Levine moving on to Minnesota, seems like there's a lot of knowledge of the player, obviously, from those past experiences.
Exactly, and it made a lot of sense. It's actually a name I mentioned even early on in the offseason, maybe a name to look out for. I kind of maybe didn't really think about it as much after Jason Castro signed. But it made a lot of sense. Giménez is a guy that's a good defensive catcher, known for his game calling, but is also a good pitch framer as well. I read some of the stories, that Jordan Bastion wrote about, kind of his leadership skills and his kind of leading a lot of the, the scouting report meetings and that kind of stuff with the pitching staff and everything else. It's something that the Twins would definitely really want to kind of get going forward. I think they really want to improve their pitching staff, and I think in some ways they feel like they can do that to their catching. Now, whether or not he makes the team, that's kind of, we'll see. He's obviously not on the 40-man roster. They have some guys. John Ryan Murphy, they traded for him last year. Didn't have a great year, obviously. He's spent most of the year at AAA, but he's on the 40-man roster. Mitch Garver's a top catching prospect who's more known for his offense and his defense. He's also on the 40-man, so they have an advantage going into spring training over him. But I do think that there's certainly a good chance that he'll be able to compete for that spot and have a chance to be the backup catcher going into next season.
All right, good stuff as always from Rhett. You can catch him all over the great state of Minnesota and elsewhere as part of the Twins caravan these next few days. I want to thank him for joining us. Thank you all for tuning in. This has been MLB.com Extras, Minnesota Twins edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.